Well, praise God. Praise God. He is so good. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, you are awesome. Father, we exalt your holy name. Father, we thank you for your son. We thank you for the co-founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Lord, for the speaker that's coming forward, Father, Pastor Lavonia. We thank you, Father, for our prayer general. We thank you for the host, and we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. And, Lord, I thank you for every single person that's coming on the call, that is on the call, Father, and who can't even be on the call maybe today. We trust you, knowing that your plans for us are great plans, good plans, a plan with a future and an expected end. So as we put our trust in you, we know this word is going to come forward, Father. It's going to change our lives. It's going to encourage us. It may even correct us, Father, but we trust you, knowing that it is good. So without any further delay, my King, I say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Host, are you there, sweet Willa Willa?
Yes, I am, my dear Robin, Minister Robin. So good to hear your voice. You have been truly missed, and we so love you and just your spirit and just everything about you. So hugs and kisses and a whole bunch of love go out to you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I'm smiling.
You're welcome. Well, good morning, my TMC family. This is Minister Willa, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings here from Tampa, Florida. And on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we love to call Dr. Dimples and Dr. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our Mother Eagle, we greet you. We're so happy and excited to have each and every one of you join us here this morning on the Master's Call. Well, you know, we get together, and every day that we're together, which is Monday through Friday, you are welcome to join us. And that's at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Bless Minister Tiffany's heart, and bless Minister Pastor Lavonia for getting up so early in the morning to join us. And at 7 o'clock Central Time and 8 o'clock Eastern Time. But you know what? If you want to get together with us just 10 minutes before that hour, please do so, because it's a time when we fellowship together. Well, the Master's Call was founded almost 7 years ago in October 26th, and we have a mission statement that we stand on, which reads from Psalm 88:13, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And we have a theme this year, and our theme this year is by faith. In 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and our dreams. So we just thank God that he has manifested our goals, he's manifested our dreams, and we are just so excited about what he's doing in not only your life, but in the life of his children. Well, if you want to hear the message today, if you want to share it with someone, if you want to listen to it again, you can do so by going to 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. We also have a mission statement that we stand on, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. If you want to hear any of the messages, and I'm telling you, family, all of the messages have been archived since the inception of this call. So there is a buffet waiting on you to hear whatever you need to hear, to be encouraged, to be enriched, to be enhanced, to share with someone else. And you can get that by hear those messages by going to www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. And I can tell you, you will be served. Oh, my goodness, you'll walk away feeling refreshed and feeling that your need, whatever it was, has been met. Well, the TMC call is a place of prayer. And as it's already been stated, on Friday, we get together to hear your praise report and your prayer requests. However, if there should be anything that comes up before Friday, you are welcome to email your prayer request or your praise report to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net, and we will be praying for you. Now, as I've said many times, and as you've already heard, we invite you to join us as a greeter, or as you so beautifully heard our minister Robin do, or as a host, which I'm doing now. Or perhaps God has given you a word that you just cannot wait to share. Well, you can do that by going to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will get in contact with you. There is no need to audition to do any of these things. There's no need for us to vote on it, to do any of that. All we need is for you to just take, follow the lead of the Holy Spirit to either be a greeter, to be a host, or to share a word. And we would just love to hear from you. Now, there are some exciting things going on here at Artists International. So get ready for the Leadership Conference, the Artist Leadership Development Summit, which will be held on May 5th through 6th at the in Rosehead, California, at the Doubletree by Hilton. Again, that's May 5th through 6th at Rosehead, California, at the Doubletree by Hilton. Also, there will be a meeting, the same conference, on May 19th and 20th in Houston, Texas, at the Houston Marriott near Hobby Airport. And it is only $25 at the door. So that should be an exciting time for you. And I just thank God that he's made these opportunities available. The new morning, there's a new morning motivational call, which comes right after this call. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294617. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294617, and that's immediately after this call. Now, for those of you who may be having difficulty getting on the line or where you have to pay to get on, we don't want you to have to do that. So there is a bridge number, and that bridge number is 518-333-1522. Again, 518-333-1522, and you can just follow the prompts, and that will get you here on this call without having to pay any money, extra money, or anything like that to do so. So I am going to get out of the way right now because I want to introduce our speaker to you. We are so excited to have co-pastor LaVonya Lewis, who was born in Las Vegas, Nevada. Yes, she's still in Las Vegas, and she got up early, hallelujah, to bring a word that we need to hear. Well, Pastor LaVonya Lewis was destined to be another statistic, but what the devil meant for bad, God used it for good. It was at a very young age that she knew that her life was different from others, and she was called by God to be set aside for his use. At the age of 13, she realized that even though she was brought up in church, that she needed to make her relationship with God personal. She was filled with the Holy Spirit and at 14, began preaching the gospel at many churches around Las Vegas. Pastor Lewis is a graduate of the University of Phoenix, Arizona, where she received her bachelor's degree in human health services. She is also a graduate of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, where she earned her master's degree in special education. She graduated magna cum laude. On May 11, 2013, Pastor Lewis earned her second master's degree, a master's of divinity, with high distinction. She also has completed 1 year, and it may be more than that since the writing of this her bio, of coursework in her residency towards her doctorate in education. She had a successful radio ministry. She has traveled preaching the gospel. And this is one thing I love. She has trained young people to live a life of abstinence and virtue and prepare those who are called to preach by teaching them how to live the life that they preach about. She is a wife, a mother, a sister, a daughter, a teacher, a student, a counselor, a pastor, and she is our friend. We so love you, Co-Pastor Lavanya, and we thank you for the word that you are going to bring to us this morning. Co-Pastor Lavanya, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, and praise God for all of you being here. Yes, it is early. It is dark outside, but it is exciting to be before you all, that you made this decision to start your day out with the word, that you said, look, before I actually get my day started, before I go to work, before I go to school, look, I need the word. And so I thank and praise God for the visionaries, my sisters who have come together, and everyone that takes to make up this call. I come to you today, and I really, again, just in the way I come to you every month, to encourage your heart. And today we're going to be focusing on something that is so pertinent to our life, so pertinent to our lifestyle, and so pertinent to the God that we serve. And so what we're going to talk about today is something that most people don't recognize that they have the power to do. You know, most people want to see good things happen in their life, and they want, you know, of course, they want positivity around them, and they want health, wealth, and riches, and they want to be, you know, have a good lifestyle. But many people don't understand that the enemy does not want you to understand and realize that the God we serve has the ability to speak those things that are not as though they were, and has given that same ability to us. So what we're going to talk about briefly this morning is we're going to talk about the ability to speak to your mountain, the ability to speak your victory, the ability to speak those things that are not present and has not manifested yet, and speak it into manifestation, to not only read the word, hear the word, do the word, but speak the word. To believe, to say what it is that you believe. Amen? Because in the beginning, we see God show us the evidence. We see him step out on nothing. And in Genesis 1, we see him, especially verses 3 through 29, speak something out of nothing. We see him make stars, and we see him make sun and fowl and cattle, and then we see him speak us into existence. He confidently commanded and literally created something out of nothing. We see our God demonstrate his power just standing there, and he gave that power to his son, and in turn his son transferred that power to us. If you believe God, you believe and accept his word, you have that power. You don't believe me? Let me take this to some scripture. Matthew 28:18-20. It says, then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven, not some, not a little bit, not most of, but all authority in heaven and on the earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of age. He literally was saying, look, the power I have, you have access to that. You know, there's some places you can't get into unless you have access. People can't know anybody to just walk into your house because they don't have the key. They don't have access. People can't just get into your bank account, not unless they have the PIN code or they have your bank account number. They don't have access to that. And so it's power where there's access. And so here God has said, look, I have all authority. And because you with me, you got access. It's like somebody coming to you and, you know, they're your plus one. You can get in. And because they with you, they can get in too. So here God has said, look, I got power and I got stuff for you to do. And in order to do that, you're going to have to receive this promise. receive this ability, receive this power. And look, actually, this is a spiritual law, and it comes into play with our faith as you believe. Because the problem is you got to believe this thing. Before you can speak this, before you can see this, you have to believe this. And so we learn just how powerful this is when we read again about another example where the soldier came, the centurion soldier came to Jesus and asked him to heal his servant. Look, the Bible says that he came, and look, I just need a verbal confirmation of the healing. He believed it before he saw it. Because he said, look, I understand, God. Let me read it for you. I'm going to read Matthew 8. And it says that Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them, said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it unto them. And his servant was healed the same hour. Why? Because he spoke it. And the centurion who knew of God said, look, you don't even have to make the trip to my house. I know, look, I'm a man of power just like I know you are. And I understand when I tell my people to go and do this, they move, boy, because I said it. What God wants us to understand and what that centurion understood is that, God, you have so much power. And because you reside in me, what I speak, I believe, I trust, I know it to be so. My question is, what are you speaking to? What are you believing? And what are you speaking to? Because the fact of the matter is, the word said that he spoke this, he believed it before he even saw the manifestation of it. Can I tell you this? Don't let your information affect your revelation. Can I tell you that? Don't let the information that's coming in, the bills coming in, and what the bank account says, and what the body feels like, and what even what your own mind is telling you, don't let that information mess around and mess up the revelation that God is giving you, in that you are powerful beyond what you even recognize, what you even understand, and that your words have power, that you have authority, that you can command existence of peace in your marriage, that you can command happiness in your children, that you can command tranquility in your home, that you can command stability in your finances. Don't let the information that the enemy is trying to bombard you with and overwhelm you with, don't let that mess around and make you forget the revelation that God has given you. That look, as long as you are with me, you believe in me, you trust in me, you have access. My God, you ought to just tell yourself, I have access. Wherever you have said that, I have access. Yes, you have access, and your mouth is powerful. Look, we also see it demonstrated in Mark 4 and 39. I'm getting excited about this verse for myself. I hope you are receiving it because I know I am. And Mark 4 and 39 says, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea. Did you see that? Said unto the sea. He actually opened his mouth. We're talking about Jesus here. And he said to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. There's a problem with some of you on this phone, and look, it don't even have to be everybody listening, but for those of you who got some storms blowing, some winds blowing, some situations going on, you can either be like those disciples that was on the boat panicking, who ran down there and woke Jesus up to talk to this, or you can be like Jesus and look, storm, you got to cease. You got to stop right here. I have power to speak to you, and you're not going to run crazy in my home when my home belongs to God. You don't have, look, you need to place a warrant out for the devil's arrest right now in the name of Jesus, because he's trespassing on property that don't belong to him. Whenever your storm is rising up in your children, in your family, in your home, in your finances, open your mouth and speak the word of God to that situation, because the enemy is trespassing. And so you got to issue out a warrant, and the only way that warrant is going to be issued is when you open your mouth and say, you don't belong here, you don't have dominion here, you don't even have jurisdiction here. Y'all know police officers can't even go into areas that they don't have jurisdiction. So we have to let the devil know, look, you don't have jurisdiction here. There is an irresistible, supernatural power in God's word that it won't return to us empty. It won't return. Isaiah 55 promises us that. It says, the Lord said that his word goes out of his mouth and it won't return back to us empty. But what it's going to do, it will accomplish. Somebody say accomplish. Accomplish what you have desired and achieved the purpose that it was set out to do. The desire of the purpose, the achieving shall happen. Why? Because the Lord said, I don't speak something and expect it to come back. What I say, I believe it. Some of us, we speak stuff we don't believe. You know, you can talk to somebody and say, you don't even believe what you just said. You know, you've been in conversations with folk and they be just talking stuff and they don't halfway believe what they said. But no, here God said, look, I believe everything I said, because why? I know the power I have. And he says, look, I want you to operate in the irresistible supernatural power, a power that everything has to bow down to. Look, God's word has purpose when he says it. The Lord don't just speak arbitrarily. He has purpose when he speaks. And so whenever he begins to speak, he says, look, it don't come back to me until it's done. It doesn't come back to me till it's done. Because why? The word of God is powerful. And because it's guaranteed by God to be effective. It is guaranteed. This is a money-back guarantee, 100% money-back guarantee. Look, if you speak the word, you believe the word, it is effective. It will make moves for you. What is not happening in your life? Check what's not happening, and then check what you're speaking and what you're not speaking, and see how the correlation goes. When we speak God's word, we tap into a limitless power. I started noticing in my life how my health started going down. My health was going down. Why? One, because I had stopped taking my products, for one. For two, I had stopped doing what I needed to do because I had started getting overwhelmed by information that I ceased to recognize and remind myself of the revelation and then start speaking healing to my own self. Once I got the revelation on that and started speaking healing to myself, as I spoke healing scriptures, as I spoke healing to my body, my mind had to connect with what my mouth was saying. And when my mind and my spirit connected with what my mouth was saying, I started doing actions that would line up to what I was saying. Some of us are not doing the actions because why? Because our words are not lining up correctly to what the word is saying. So you're doing the very thing that you're speaking, but what you're speaking ain't lined up to the word. And God is not obligated to fulfill what you want. He's obligated to fulfill his will. Oh, bless God. We have to look at the word like a hammer. A hammer that just keeps, that pounds in what needs to be pounded in. And that knocks away and breaks away every obstacle and negative thing. We have to speak the word faithfully. One, notice that all positive things will begin to happen. And then two, notice that obstacles and oppositions will begin to break off you when you speak. Well, how do I speak that, Pastor? Whatever the situation in your life, look, God has blessed us with a wonderful thing called Google. You can get on any computer, you get on your smartphone, you get on any device and Google up and look up scriptures on healing, scriptures on peace, scriptures on love. Get those scriptures and begin to speak those things out loud. Look, you got to get like Jesus did. The Lord said that when Jesus spoke to Satan, he kept telling him, it is written. He spoke. Look, Satan had all kind of schemes and was coming against God and was saying what this was and what that was. But no, he understood. He said, look, but it's written, Jesus said. The weapon he came back to him with was he spoke out loud to Satan. He said, but it's written. And he began to quote the scripture. Look, Peter understood when he spoke the words of the Holy Spirit in Acts 10. Paul understood when he told Timothy to preach the word. Look, the word is powerful. You got to confidently take your stand on the word of God and speak the word and expect, I want you to have an expectation that its infinite power is going to bring forth astounding results. Not just results, but astounding results. The reason we preach to you all is not because we ain't got nothing else to do or like we like to hear our voice. Come on. I know some people think preachers is like to preach because we like to hear our voice. No, what we do it is we're speaking out loud and we're commanding with our voice and we're exercising our power and we're that we have in Christ and we're teaching you to do the same. As you get off this phone call today and you begin your morning, I want you to just speak into the atmosphere, the manifestation that you need, the move that you need made in your life this morning. Lord, I speak healing over my body. Lord, I speak peace in my home. Lord, I speak my finances line up with what I need to do with my purpose. Lord, I speak out a mind that is clear and concise and focused on you. Lord, I speak against disaster. I speak against, use your mouth. Open your mouth and speak life. God bless you. And don't forget the power that you have to speak your victory. It is so. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a word. What a powerful word. I know you're going to want to hear it again. Don't let the information affect your revelation. Our words have power, and I just love that when we speak the word over our situation, we have a 100% money-back guarantee. Pastor, Co-Pastor Lavonia, thank you so much, and I will call you back after we pray and after our announcements for the closing benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, our Heavenly King, we come to you this morning so thankful for your word, so thankful for the reminder that when we speak to those mountains in our lives and tell them to be thou removed and cast into the sea and not doubt in our hearts, we will have what we say. Thank you, Lord, for bringing Co-Pastor Lavonia our way to just remind us that it's the report of the Lord that we accept and not the report, O God, of Satan who tries to cause fear in our hearts, Lord. Father, we just pray, O God, that you bless her indeed. O God, that you fill her back up, Lord, so she can continue to spread your word and teach what thus says the Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless her family, O Lord. Shower her with your love and your favor. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you so much for Dr. Pastor Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord. We thank you for them being the women of God and obedient to the word that your word that you told them to start this, Lord. And I know they spoke over this call, the TMC, and Father, we just thank you that it has just grown and is doing amazingly well. Father, we thank you and we praise you. Now, Lord, we lift up those who are being challenged physically. Our mother, Brown, Kai's mother, Lord, if she's in surgery right now, oh, God, we know that you're right there with her. We know, oh, God, that you are guiding the doctor's hands and you're with the anesthesiologist, Lord, and you ask that you be with Minister Kai, oh Lord, knowing that you are doing everything and everything is in your hands and you're in everything, oh God, you are in control, Lord. So we ask that you just continue to strengthen them and give them peace that passes all understanding. We thank you for Mother Vivian, Lord, and how you have blessed her life, Lord, and continue to be with her and Minister Benito, oh God. Father, we know that you said the healing is the children's bread. Healing is in your wings. So we thank you. And Lord, we thank you for our dear mother Josie, Lord, and how you have blessed her and ask that you just continue to shower her with your favor, your love, and with excellent health. We now pray for the Artist Leadership Conference, Lord. And Father, we just thank you that it is going to go forth. And Father, we just ask right now that you're preparing everything, that everything is done decently and in order. We thank you for each and every family member who has joined us. You know what we stand in need of. And so we thank you, Lord, that you are faithful to your word. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, you're going to want to go back and hear this beautiful message that was brought to us this morning. And again, you can do that by going to 712-432-1085. And the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Again, you can go to hear the playback at 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Again, you're going to want to go over to the New Morning Motivational call that is going on right after this call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 929-4-617-POUND. Again, the bridge number, as I mentioned earlier, is 518-333-1522, and follow the prompts. My TMC family, thank you for joining us this morning. We look forward to hearing you and seeing you virtually tomorrow morning. And I now call co-pastor LaVonya Lewis to give us our closing benediction. As I always say, from my heart to yours, you know, I just love, love, love me some you. Co-pastor LaVonya, are you there?
Amen. And I receive that, doctor. Father God, we thank you, Lord. And Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your demonstration of your Holy Ghost. And we thank you, God, for the demonstration of the power that you have placed in us. God, we receive that power now. God, if we haven't been operating in it, Lord, now, God, we reach out, God. We extend our arms. We extend our faith. We extend our heart. And we receive your power now. That, Father, your word tells us, your word tells us that the word is near us and that it's in our mouth and in our heart, and that that word is the faith that we proclaim that you are God, that you are Savior of the world, that you're our Messiah, our soon coming King. And thank you, Lord, that you have given us the Bible to guide us. And thank you that you've given us the word to understand that as you have spoken and as we spoke our salvation, as we spoke that we follow you, we believe you, and we lean on you, we also speak, God, that the future victories that you have for us, because your word proclaims and guarantees for us that you always calls us to triumph. Thank you for the power. Thank you for letting us recognize it's in our mouth. In Jesus' name we pray as we go about our day. Help us to continue to speak throughout our day our victories and proclaim that every mountain shall be abased and that you be exalted. It is so in Jesus' name. Amen.